Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha. The top story is here on Al Jazeera. Haiti's most powerful gang leader has promised to ease a blockade on fuel depots if the prime minister resigns. A shortage of fuel has brought the capital to a standstill. Armed groups now run large parts of the country and have filled a power vacuum left by the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July.
If Ariel Henry resigns at 8 o'clock, then at 8.05 we will remove all the barricades so that the trucks can come to the fuel depot and fill up, and then the crisis will stop. This system is criminal. The revolution we are preaching today, we cannot do this without guns, because we have our own guns. This gun is a symbol of our revolution, the revolution against the 5% of those who hold all the wealth of our nation.
A committee of Brazilian senators is recommending criminal charges against President Jair Bolsonaro for his handling of the pandemic. It says he and 77 others should face indictments ranging from corruption to crimes against humanity. The Attorney General will now have 30 days to decide whether to file charges. More than 600,000 people have been killed by coronavirus in Brazil. Sudan's military junta has made more arrests following Monday's coup. Protests have continued late into the night. The military leader says he had to seize power to avoid a civil war. The UN Security Council has met and is urging a democratic transition. Meanwhile, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has welcomed the release of Sudan's prime minister from custody. Abdullah Hamdok's office says he's been returned to his residence and is under close surveillance, while other leaders remain in detention. Iraqi police say at least 11 people have been killed in an ISIL attack in Diyala province. The attackers used hand grenades and machine guns during the assault. The government declared victory against the group in 2017, but attacks have continued. Indigenous communities across Ecuador are protesting against the government's economic policies. They're demanding the president reverses a rise in fuel prices announced last week. They're also angry at plans to double oil and mining exploration in the Amazon. And a UN climate report says recent promises to cut emissions fall far short of averting dangerous climate change. It says current pledges put the world on track for a temperature rise of 2.7 degrees by the end of the century. And that's way above the goal of the Paris Climate Agreement.